This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Once again, in Season 6, our presenting sponsor is Hooters. And specific to where I live, here in the greater Tampa Bay area, it's the birthplace of Hooters on Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater. And that's the original Hooters brand. Easy online ordering for those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, originalhooters.com. And there is a big, beautiful new physical location in the original Hooters brand family in the fast-growing area of North Tampa, 16070 State Road 54, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway. Especially if you enjoy outdoor dining and drinking, that Hooters location is for you. It is impossible to miss when you're driving State Road 54. That's often a road I am on when I'm either coming or going to the Fox Hollow Golf Club, as an example. Thank you to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast here in Season 6. I continue to solicit podcast listeners who want to play in our upcoming podcast leagues. They are currently in the planning stages, and that's why I'm hitting this very hard now. I'm gauging demand for people that want to play in a podcast league. If you have played previously in a podcast league, please don't assume I'm going to reach out to you. Based on what happened last year and we had to consolidate down to one league, I'm not sure that I will contact everyone who was essentially on hiatus from 2019. So I need to hear from you again. It's ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. It's not a commitment. You're just letting me know, hey, I'd be interested in playing in one of your fantasy podcast leagues. Let me know a little bit about yourself. I need your full name. Give me your cell number just in case I need to follow up with a phone call to ask you a couple of questions. Just I'm trying to gauge, you know, who I want to put in leagues, who I want to put in leagues against other people in leagues. You know, this is the golf tournament host in me. When I pair up, say, this guy who signs up as an individual for a golf tournament, and this twosome that signs up as an individual as a twosome for the golf tournament, and then we have this one other individual, and I sort of gauge the one and two, and I'm like, okay, they can't play golf together. But if I put this guy here, they will really enjoy each other's company. That's what I try to do with these fantasy podcast leagues. So again, full name, phone number, a little bit about yourself, fantasy experience not required, but tell me if you have fantasy experience. You can ask me any fantasy questions you want. And then it helps me as I'm planning these fantasy leagues, one of which will be at Bill Curry Ford. I'm hoping to have at least two at Bill Curry Ford, thanks to Sean Sullivan for his continued support of me, the fantasy podcast, the fantasy leagues. Sean wrote a nice check to the winner, now one of our two-time champions, Robert Wright, who also has a baby on the way. Congratulations, Robert. You know, I'm a big fan of Mrs. Wright, as we call her. And she has come to fantasy leagues. I'm not sure if she's going to be coming to this one, but she is always invited, Robert. So ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And one of the leagues that I'm hoping to do this year that I've talked about in the past on the podcast is the working title. It'll have a different name, but it's a roster league. All of us who have played fantasy sports have been victimized by something out of our control, and it sucks. Now, some would say, well, that's sports. Yes and no. All right, as I'm recording this right now, recently, I play a lot of fantasy golf, and my choice for a particular golf tournament had made the cut and granted, was six shots off the lead going into the Saturday round, but the fact that he had made the cut, he had a chance to make me some money slash points for that particular golf tournament. Well, he withdrew from the golf tournament before ever teeing up a ball on Saturday. So because he doesn't complete the Saturday and Sunday rounds, I get no points. Even though I picked a golfer who made the cut, and there were other people in my one-and-done fantasy league that had golfers that didn't make the cut. So, in essence, I'm screwed. I can't switch out that golfer. It stinks. So we've all been in situations, I guess here's the best example, where you start a running back, and somewhere in the first half of a game, that running back fumbles and never plays again. Or you have a quarterback in a game. That quarterback gets injured. They pull him, and he doesn't play the rest of the game. So you get no points going forward. And I thought about it last year when this happened, and I guess the best example was, I believe it was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, I think it was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. For the Kansas City Chiefs, I know it was a Chiefs running back. He was injured. He was on the injury report. I believe it was listed as questionable. Then the line we got from Andy Reid and the Chiefs was, we'll see how he is, game, you know, game time decision. All right, so if you're an established fantasy player, you pay attention to the inactives. He's active. And you're thinking, oh, okay, he's active, he's good to go. So because of that, people put him in their lineups. He never left the bench. So he was active. And normally that says when you're a starter, you're playing. He never left the bench. Apparently he was only available in case of someone else being injured at the running back position for the Chiefs. But if you were an owner of that player, and again, I believe it was Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you got nothing for the week. You shouldn't be penalized for that in fantasy football. Much as coaches have a depth chart, you have a depth chart in fantasy football. Everyone who took the zero from him last year on that particular game had a running back sitting on the bench that they could have played. But once the game starts and you kind of see what's playing out here, there's no way to change it. You can't go back. So what I decided to do was create a league that eliminated that shit. And we're going to try it this year. And it basically allows you to get the best point production per position every week. So you can tell me who your starters are. That's fine. But as the commissioner and with access that you don't have, I can go back in. So, and it doesn't just have to be that. If your guy has a bad game and you have a running back on the bench who has a better game, I'll go back in after all the games are done and I'll flip them for you. So you will get the benefit of, if, you know, in most of my leagues, we play two running backs and you cannot flex a running back. So if you have three running backs on your roster, whatever two score the most fantasy points for you that week, you're going to get those points, no matter who you start. It's the equivalent of, you know, your coach would make the change they're on your team, it takes a lot of the guesswork out of these decisions on who to start, who to sit out of it, and a lot of these injuries or benchings that you have no control over, it doesn't kill your entire team. So that's a new league we're going to do this year. And it allows you, you know, we just had the NHL expansion draft where the Lightning chose to protect four forwards and four defensemen rather than seven forwards and three defensemen. So if you're playing in this particular league, you can roster as many running backs as you want. But at the same time, the more, say, running backs you carry, the less wide receivers you can carry. Do you want, you know, do you want to risk it and not have a backup kicker? Do you want to risk it and not have a backup quarterback? You know, a lot of times people want to do that, and that's going to, you know, take roster stashing out of it, because I won't allow the rosters to be that big anyway. We're going to have some fun with that. That's one of the potential new leagues. And again, now is a good time to reach out to me if you are interested in playing in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. Email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself, full name, phone number in case I need to follow up with you. And also tell me a little bit about your fantasy experience. All right. Thank you to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, in the greater Tampa Bay area, you have easy online ordering at originalhooters.com. Talk to you next time.